Good evening, friends. Today in the podcast, I'll be covering three topics: India's forex reserve, and second point is the due to COVID-19, the moratorium period given by RBI for postponing the loan installments, and the problem faced by the NBFC sector, and what will happen. The third point is what will happen to the industry and how we should prepare and what the government should do after the COVID-19 problems is over. The very first point, forex reserve. As you know, to counter any exigency or any problems that Indian Central Bank, that is Reserve Bank of India, they are maintaining huge forex reserves. And as on date, the forex reserve status is $474 billion. So recently what happened, due to the foreign exchange fluctuations, the RBI had to intervene the foreign exchange rate management, and the forex reserve has decreased slightly in this in the last 1 week. But if you see in the month of March, in the month of March, that is exactly the week ending the 20th of March 2020, the forex reserve status had decreased drastically by $11 billion. That was one of the steepest fall since 2008. The forex reserve statistics is released by central banks every week. The fall which was reported in 20th March week was $11 billion fall in one single week. That was the time when the forex, our foreign investors, they were taking out the money from India. So that was a big drop in the forex reserve. So what is the significance of forex reserves is basically that, as you can say, that how many months import we can finance or meet out in the forex reserves. That is, roughly basis, our monthly import is around $40 billion. So we have $474 billion. So we can say in approximately around 9 to 10 months imports cushions we have in our forex reserve. But if you compare with the last 1 year, the forex reserve status, in the last 1 year, the forex reserves has increased by around $60 billion. $60 billion. It is very, very impressive figure which has happened. So that was about the forex reserves part. And the next point is that NBFC problems which the NBFC companies are facing right now due to the moratorium periods instructed by RBI. As you know, to help the consumers who have taken loans from banks or NBFC companies, the RBI has given instructions that all banks should provide a moratorium of 3 months for the deferment, by way of deferment of installments. So should you defer your installments? It depends. If your financial condition is okay, if your financial condition is good, then you should not opt for deferment of any housing loan or any loan you might have taken. Please do not postpone it. Do not just pay it as it is, because what will happen, you have to pay the interest for this additional 2-3 months. Your principal amounts will remain at a higher level, so you have to pay interest at a bigger amount. So my view is that if you are having sufficient money and if your cash flow is okay, then you should not postpone your installments payment. But if you do not have money, definitely you should opt for that deferment of that installments, and you can have some liquidity in your cash flow management. One more important point is that finance companies are basically facing a lot of problems at this point of time, because initially they are not getting loan from the lender, also the banks and other sources from where they were getting the money, they are not getting the money timely. But at the same time, they are also not getting money from their customer who had borrowed from them. So that is a very big problem right now for the NBFC sector particularly. And one more angle in this moratorium period is that there are many loans which are taken for consumer financing, consumer loan, consumer product financing. That is interest-free installments, you can say, interest-free installments. In that installment also, there is some ambiguity right now. For example, if you have taken a interest-free installments of 6 months, And but now what will happen, if you are not paying within 6 months, your loan tenure will increase by 1 month or 2 months. It will increase now. So might be you have to pay interest for that period. So please talk to your financing company if what exactly you have to do. There is a possibility that you may have to pay interest for that incremental period, because in the initial agreement it was written that it was for a 6 month financing only or 12 months financing only. So if you postpone that installments, you may have to pay something additional interest for that part, which was initially was you are not supposed to pay any interest for that loan, as it was a interest free EMI. That's it for today. The third part I'll not be covering right now. The third part I'll be covering in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you are liking this podcast, and if you have any suggestions and view, please give it to me, and I will definitely try to improve it again this thing. Thank you, and have a good day, and take care.